I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Fair Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, let's start off with a household hazardous waste collection event will be held at the Lone Pine Landfill on Saturday, September 6, 2025, from 9 a.m. through 12 p.m. Fees for disposal of household hazardous waste during the event are waived. Regular charges apply for all over disposal. Please note that hazardous waste containers cannot exceed 5 gallons each and are limited to a total of 20 gallons of product per household. Inyo County In-Home Supportive Services, also known as IHSS caregivers, along with community members and supporters, rallied yesterday at the Inyo County Board of Supervisors meeting to call for higher wages and access to health care. The demonstration, organized by SEIU Local 2015, the state's largest long-term care workers union, is being described as the largest caregiver action in Inyo County to date. During the meeting's public comment period, caregivers noted that they have been working without a contract for nearly 2 years. They said the county has not presented a meaningful proposal in ongoing negotiations. Currently, IHSS caregivers in Inyo earn $17.25 an hour. According to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Living Wage Calculator, the living wage for a single adult in Inyo County is $22.10 per hour. Caregivers argue that the pay gap is pushing workers out of the profession and creating challenges for residents who rely on in-home care. Union representatives and caregivers said they are seeking higher wages, health care coverage, and long-term investment in workforce. County officials did not respond to the comments during the meeting. Oscar Maisel is reaching out to have this to be an agenda item to have a further conversation about the contract pending their next contract session with Inyo County's counterproposal. Big Pine Water Tender, thank you very much. 2313 has been assigned to the Garnet Fire since last Friday and are continuing to assist there. Congressman Kevin Kiley, Republican California, spoke on the House floor yesterday about the ongoing redistricting battle in California. California politicians led by governor are throwing a grenade at our Constitution in order to strip power away from voters and seize it for themselves, Representative Kiley said. The fraud on our elections compels action by Congress to protect the representative form of government that citizens of every state are due. That's why I'm calling on a prompt vote on House Resolution 4889. Full video of the House floor remarks can be watched from our website at sierrawave.net following the link on this press release or on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. Moving on, C5 is proud to present Ambiguous Healing Art, AHA, Moments in Time, a show of artwork by multidisciplinary artist Chris Hohag. Raised in Pwanda, Christopher, a.k.a. Kwazi or Uncle Kwaz, is a citizen of the Bishop Paiute tribe and also a descendant of the Mono Lake Katsadukas. I hope I said that right. I mean, no offense. In this public debut of Hohag's paintings, the artist's vibrant acrylic on canvas pieces reflect a deep connection to nature and the elemental forces that surround us, and an honoring of the people and the place that is both reverent and dynamic. Hohag's colorful, energetic paintings invite the viewer to share space with artwork created through the process of honoring and healing. In the artist's own words, since my first memories, I have been inspired by the influence by countless others and nature itself. Art has been a healing tool I have used throughout my life to find peace, gratitude, and balance in sometimes chaotic world. There's more to this article, and you can find it at sierrawave.net. But the most important part is the show opens to the public this Friday, September 5th, at C5 Studios Community Arts Center, with a reception with the artist at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and all are welcome. Head on out and check out the Sierra Wave Media Facebook page and see some of the pictures, or better yet, there's more art at sierrawave.net. Art is Amazing. Well, yesterday, Mono County officials celebrated a significant milestone in the public safety with a groundbreaking ceremony for the new Mono County Jail. The new facility, located at 221 Twin Lakes Road in Bridgeport, will be replaced by the county's outdated jail and provide a modern, secure, and rehabilitative environment that meets the needs of the criminal justice system. The new jail project has been a long-planned initiative designed to align with modern correctional standards and address the county's requirements under Assembly Bill 109. This state law shifts the responsibility for certain offenders from state prisons to local jurisdictions. The facility will have a total of approximately 50 beds. The new facility is designed to improve support for inmates and staff alike. It'll feature multiple housing units with day rooms and fully enclosed outdoor recreation space, as well as a new intake and release areas. On-site medical, kitchen, and laundry facilities will also be available to provide comprehensive support. This is a pivotal moment for Mono County, says Supervisor Peters, District 4. The new jail is a necessary investment for our public safety infrastructure. It is a modern facility that will allow our law enforcement and public safety personnel to operate safer and more effectively while also meeting the state mandates for our inmate population. This project has been a critical need for Mono County and will serve our community for decades to come. Sheriff Braun echoed this sentiment, emphasizing the broader impact of the project. The new jail will not only improve our operations, but also allow us to offer better rehabilitation programs in a safer environment. It is a step forward for our community and a reflection of our commitment to a fair and just system. Well, there's more to this article and can be found at SierraWave.net or on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media, which where you can find more news. Remember, since 1996, 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.